Blog Talk Radio.
Saints of the Kingdom of God, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Minister Extraordinaire, an anointed woman of God, Donna Klein Thomas, in her debut album entitled Finally, giving glory to God, presenting Donna Klein Thomas.
Glory, 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 Lord, you are holy. I give you honor, 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 for you are worthy. I give you glory, 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 glory.
Song there by Donna Klein of the British Virgin Islands to get us started here this morning and keep us rolling. Well, without any further ado, and without even giving you the date of the day, we're going to have Reverend Pastor Leon Francis to lead us in prayer. Good morning, Mr. Leon Francis.
A pleasant good morning to you, Ivor. Good to see you back and on your feet again. Yes, dear.
Yes.
Heavenly Father. Yes. Now, it has been a little tough. A lot of people have been struggling with that field fever. Hopefully it will go away. Okay, let me give you the honors and continue. I got to make a whistle stop some places. So, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you for the opportunity you have given us to present yet another show. We pray, Father, that you will go on without any interruption whatsoever, Lord. We pray for host Iver. We're struggling this week with a little ill health, but he's back with us. Just keep him safe, Lord, and keep all the panelists safe as well, Cardinal. Mertrice, Donna, Barbara, Lynette, David, Dennis, and of course, sometimes Fillmore. Lord, we thank you for the privilege this morning to just ask your blessings on the show. We hope that you'll make it go on without any interruptions, Lord. In recent times, Lord, we have had some setbacks in terms of not able to bring the show and at the usual time, but Lord, we just pray today's show will be one to be remembered. Bless all the ones who are participating, Lord. Bless the ones who have contributed. Bless the ones who have made it possible for the show by their moral support. Finally, we ask your kind healing powers on our sisters and brothers, namely Bobsy Nisbet and her daughter Mertrice, Nat Patel, David Christian, Dr. Leroy Lashley and his daughter Lisa, Connie Whitley, Ellie Matt, Everett Carter, Oliver Solomon, Elkamita Willett, and Dr. Roger Brown, as well as my siblings, Wentworth, Gorbrill, Telbert, Julian, and Sharon Francis, Lord. We pray for Dennis Kelman, Joseph Gunthrop, Mona Daniel, Dr. Eugene Francis, Fillmore Hallpike, Earl Stevens, and Mr. Linford McKenzie. And finally, Lord, for those who have not expressed their concerns, Lord, we ask that you just touch their bodies, heal them from the bottom of the feet to the top of their heads, Lord. Let this show go on this morning without any interruptions. And trust that the ones who have the privilege of hearing it may enjoy it immensely, as I usually do each and every Saturday morning. We're grateful for what you've done in the past, and we look forward for you to continue to support this show. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Liam. Thank you for that. Well, today, and yesterday, date, have been Global Voices turns two. We're celebrating, turns two, Liam. Yeah. Quick, fast, in
May
the
I
night.
Just take,
yeah, we will.
May I just take this opportunity to wish the Caribbean Global Voices well and their second anniversary. It was joy sitting here and listening to the at least the inspirational portion, especially, but sometimes the whole show. So we're grateful, and we just hope and pray that they may continue. You may continue to have many more shows, Lord. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's not Friday the 13th. It's Saturday the 13th, and we're going to have some fun time here. Then, as usual, but we'll double the pleasure since we're number two on the calendar, on the radar, on the anniversary spectrum. And we are grateful that you, the listeners, have stuck with us. And we always try to bring along others with us from time to time. I'll just go ahead and say good morning. Good morning. Jerome Cutler Richardson, believe it or not, he was first up this morning. I want to say good morning to him and his home circle alongside everyone else. Well, I could say we're just about halfway into April. Could you believe it? We're almost halfway into the year. We soon be singing Christmas carols. I can assure you of that soon and very soon. But of course, folks, for the first hour, we have our inspirational portion that takes up until 10 o'clock when we have sports in brief. And brief indeed, because Tevi Wade comes in on Sunday evening from 6 until 9 in the PM, and that's a show you're not going to want to miss. IPL is in full swing. West Indies, for the competition, is up and running again, continued. So I think those are going to be top. The USA taking on Canada also in some matches right here in the USA. As you know, World Cup is just around the corner. So David will be coming our way, and of course we encourage any one of the heavyweights to come in and tell us what's in store for tomorrow programming. Of course, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes compliment Mr. Arthur Watson that Mahubi's son, of course, Mahubi is of blessed memory. Tanner will be bringing that to you. Of course, before that, Tanner will greet his special fans. Not a guy with a lot of fans, but he has some special ones whom he has to call by name. Well, we'll have a commentary for you, Colonel. We'll continue. And with lots that's happening in the world, and especially over in Haiti too, we might very well touch on some of those. But stand by for that. But you too can be a part of the show, 563-999-3693. And again, I want to welcome everyone. And for those of you who are here already and you're in your numbers, we ask you to reach out and touch someone and ask them to come along and at least for the first portion, if nothing else, get something to inspire them. Something. There's always something to inspire you here on Caribbean Global Voices. Well, just about 9:30, we normally hear from Mertries and Donna over there in New York City. The city is so big, they had to name it twice. And for that, we too have to get two representatives from the New York area to tell us what's going on over there in New York. So stand by for that. We're going to have some special requests coming up. Also, we have birthdays. And even in this segment, I was asked to play a song, and I'll give it my name right after this. Some more from Donna Klein.
My Jesus, I love you. I love you. I love you. You are master. Savior, King and Lord, I exalt you, God. I embrace your word. In you I live and move and have my being. Oh, Jesus, sweet Jesus, I worship you, I magnify, I glorify, lift you on high, I worship you, I magnify, I glorify, lift you on the high. Your name is holy. Your name is worthy. Your name is righteous. Your name is wonderful. Your name is awesome. Awesome. Your name is power. I glorify, lift you on high. I worship you, Lord. I magnify you, Jesus. I glorify, lift you on high. Your name is holy, Lord. Your name is worthy. Your name is righteous. Your name is wonderful.
I know that heart's mine for thee.
Come on, let's put our hands together and let's welcome to the Rock Church of Virginia Beach. Come on, put your hands together all the way from Long Island, New York. Let's hear it for Pastor Donnie McCorkin.
Somebody give Jesus praise here. Come on, give Jesus praise here. We're going to sing and glorify God together, one body, one voice. All the Christians in this place that serve Jesus exclusively give him praise that he's worthy of. I want you to join and sing with us if you know these songs. I want you to participate in the worship of tonight. This is to the glory of the King. And how many of you know he's coming soon? Come on, make some noise if you know he's coming soon.
Crowd.
open. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Well, we're getting very, very close to the bottom of the hour. That's when we summon Mertris, Donna, and Mertris. We're going to put her on spot again because we have Mr. Dennis Heath. Special good morning to him. It's very early in the morning for him over there in Southern California. And we will soon find out whether he is in his long PJs or his short PJs. Mertris is going to be telling us something about that shortly. As a matter of fact, let's go ahead and try to get those out of the way right now. Mertris Nesbitt. Of course, you have to tell us what's going on with Mama Bubsy as well. Good morning to you. We start with you this morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Ivor. How are you and your family doing?
I'm doing much better both ways. Last week this time, so we were not here. We were wondering what would have hit us, but we're here today. Then I was somewhat under the weather there until later into the day. I got on the other side of the weather, and I stayed that way until yesterday.
Oh. Okay. I hope you're much better today. You're sounding decently good.
Ooh, that's high mark coming from you. Okay, I'll take that. Okay, well, tell us what's happening in your neck of the woods, and how was your week, and of course, what's taking place in Mama Bubsy's world?
Right now, we have the sun trying to peep out. It's 51 degrees and chilly. We have a little breeze, but we are expecting some scattered showers later, and so we have to prepare for that. And this week in my neck of the woods, we had a few snags, but we overcame them, especially my mom, and she's doing very good now. We up and about and holding her own. So that was, we had a big scare there, but everything went okay, and it's okay for now. Thanks to Jehovah. And that's about it here. Ivor?
Oh, well, yes, well, tell us about the weather. What's going on over there? Are you having snowed out or snowed in? Or you're having winter-like? You're having spring-like? You're having, what are you doing, jumping jacks? Let the world hear what's happening over in the big city.
You know, as usual, over here, weather is a bipolar weather, so today we are 51, tomorrow we're going to be 70. We have any rain about midday onwards. And so we just have to brace ourselves. We have no snow, and I'm so glad we didn't have much snow this winter. We got snow more once or twice, and that was it. So that was good.
Yeah, but Marcus, you have a snowmobile, so what do you worry about? You're afraid your neighbor would borrow your snowmobile? Oh, come on, be kind, be nice, be nice.
I wish I had one. It made life much easier.
Yeah, well, you see, God can't please everybody at the same time all the time, because while you're praying that there was no snow and you're happy for that, we have these snowbirds who are very mad at somebody. Now they're going to be even more mad at you. Hearing you say on the radio there was no snow when they wanted to play in the snow and get the snowballs going and snow fights and stuff. Here you are, happy that there was no snow. You better run and duck for cover.
If you live here, you'll understand why I said that statement. But
oh, okay. All right, let me see if I can understand why you're telling me if Mr. Dennis Heath is cold enough to wear long PJs or short PJs, or he might very well be in the bathroom with no PJs.
Well,
so what is he wearing? You're not going to get away.
That, That's a good sight for sore eyes. Anywho. Anywho. He's in his long still. This time still long J's, long PJs.
His long PJs. We'll soon find out. We'll soon find out. Donna, my dear sister, let's see if you can tell us something that's happening in New York that merchants have not told us, because you may very well be snowed in. Let's see. Donna B., good morning. Where is Donna
Hello.
B? Hello.
Maybe he's snowed in.
Yeah, she's on it. Donna, get unmuted. Come on.
Oh, hi. Sorry. I was muted. Sorry. Good morning.
Good morning. We actually thought you were snowed in.
No. Good morning, Mertis. Good morning. Who else you have here? Leon and Dennis?
Yes.
Good morning.
Well, we have Barbara in the background here. We have Cardinal.
Cardinal, good morning.
We have the one and only Jerome Cutner Richardson coming to you by way of Sandy Point. And of course, don't tell us what Dennis, don't help Mertis. Don't tell us what Dennis is wearing. We leave that to Mertis. It's about time she gets one wrong. So. So, talk to us. How was your week, Donna? How is the week going?
Going great so far. And, well, Mertis painted a very bright picture of New York right now.
Ooh.
And it's not really bright, right?
And then it's very windy, so it's a chilly morning.
So you're agreeing with Mertis that it's bipolar weather you're having? Are you agreeing with her?
Yes,
oh, man. I thought you to tell me something different, man. Like, Donna, you're not going to last too long around here, man. You're supporting Mertis, man.
But she's on the right track.
It seems like it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, while you guys are having snow and you're having bipolar weather, I'm happy that I have a wife, because I was down and out. And gentlemen, wives are not only wives. They're nurses, and not only night nursing thing. Oh, man. I think my wife is a master. I had the rub down and the vixen, you know, the nice hands rubbing around here. I think I have to get sick of it more often.
Aye, aye, aye.
Aye, aye, aye. Well, I was nurse back to health. Let's just go ahead and say on air, I'm happy for that. So I wasn't left for dead. How about that?
Oh,
so
you wasn't road.
Yeah, nothing is on here alone can have a wife.
Uh-oh. Anywho.
Wait, I'm going to. Yes, so.
I did.
Let's get Dennis to answer your question. And of course, Cutner will say good morning to the world in a minute. Good morning, Dennis. Okay, Dennis, you too, you're muted.
My apologies. Good morning, Iva, Mertis, Donna, Carlos Cardinal, and whoever else is listening out there in Radio Land.
Good morning.
Leon started, so we have to make sure we get Leon
and
in
of
here.
Course, to Leon as well. Yeah.
Good morning.
Well, morning. It started off.
No, Dennis, before you answer, I want you to be a hard master this morning. And the Lord forgives people when they say things that are not true sometimes. So, Mertis is saying that you're wearing your long PJs this morning. So, before you tell us what's happening tomorrow, too.
Tell you what's happening tomorrow?
No. So before you even get into all that.
Oh, okay.
I need to mark Mertis right now, and then we can go on to other things.
All right. So the deal is that simply it was very warm when I woke up yesterday. Temperature rose, and of course I went to bed in the shorty, but I had to get up in the middle of the night and switch back to the long ones.
Oh,
because it was very.
Dennis, I think you're in cahoots with Mertis now.
No.
This is not fiction.
We had some very warm weather out here in California, you know, during the day, and I was running around, so I felt good. I went out to pick up some friends from the airport, And I left my jacket at home because it was that warm. And that was the same thing when I went to bed. But, of course, as the sun went further down, 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 it became so chilly. I said, no way. So I had to do the double switch.
Wow.
Aye, aye.
I think you need to check for some cameras in your home, because unless Mortis has extra vision, she's been on the money. Mortis, I'm going to call you later for the lotto numbers.
Yeah, let me have them too.
That one I can't predict.
Yes. All right. Well, Dennis, as usual, we're happy that you can grace us with your presence, especially early this morning. Dennis is in Southern California, where he's still 3 hours behind us. And he wakes up, and like you said, we don't take it for granted. That's a real big effort of you to get out of bed to make your contribution. We turn two, so we're celebrating. So, like we said, we're doubling the pleasure today. Let's hear the voice of Mr. Jerome Cutler Richardson. We'll bring you back again in sports, Dennis. So let's know what's taking place tomorrow. And, of course, you'll have one or two things to add to this sport. Mr. Jerome Cutler Richardson, the folks, someone just text me and say, let us hear Jerome Cutler Richardson's voice, the man from Sandy Point, sometimes hates to go to Stink Kits. He prefers that he go straight to Sandy Point, but he has to pass two Bastia Thinkits to get to Sandy Point. Mr. Richardson, good morning, sir.
Morning, 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 everyone. Morning, 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 morning.
Good morning.
I'm in Florida, sunshine, nice. I ain't got on my short pants, but I'm all right.
Well, thank God you're okay. Thank God you're okay. I'm happy for that. So, and we're happy that you're here. Someone said they wanted to hear your voice. I don't know if they didn't believe me that I said that Mr. Jerome Cutler Richardson is here. So, you and David will have something to talk about when he come on a little later. But we want to thank you guys for coming too. We know we don't want to take away too much from the inspirational portion. All this is a part of it. We're inspiring people. And as usual, get someone to come on. But I have a big, big, big request here. This is for Mrs. Naya St. Edwards. Her birthday, she's having a birthday. And Sister Antwit, her birthday is on Monday. But we're asked to celebrate it today. And we're going to have one song, two versions, because we're doubling the treasure. Could you imagine that? There was Jesus. All right. There was Jesus. Let's get it.
Every time I try to make it on my own, every time I try to stand, start to fall. And all those lonely roads that I traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it. Well, there was Jesus in the way, in the touching, in the healing, in the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been or where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it. There on a
Bill Beaker. Well, some of the versions of that, even Dolly Parton. But let's see if you're coming to give me the version from Dolly Parton. Well, but the greetings again. Let's say good morning to Kathleen Twitt. She's the one who is in the field behind the mills, just turning those wheels and windmills and giving us air on all the good stuff. She's sending out the greetings here to her mentees. Well, that Nair, St. Edward, happy birthday to you. Also, Sister Anne Twitt, we want to say happy, happy birthday to you guys. We're getting very close to the end of our inspirational, but we always have something to inspire, so just don't go away. Wow.
I
Well. Could you believe it or not? And believe it or not, we have come to the end of our inspirational portion. 1 hour gone that quick, fast, and in the hurry. Well, folks, I was really happy that I was able to at least get some requests out. They came in fast and in a hurry. I wasn't able to get even requests, but nonetheless, she said she is happy and she enjoyed her inspirational portion, and she likes the little banter amongst the ladies. So get what? We're going to have David Maitland, who is standing by, and I'll tell him a thing or two when he gets in. I'll tell him a thing or two. You don't want to believe me at times. But folks, stand by. We still have another 2 hours to go. I know a lot of folks, they really enjoy the inspiration, but we have the other portion that you are going to enjoy as well. Remember, DVG turns to Caribbean Global Voices.
Jump up, people, are you ready? Windies in the land, just put up your hand. It's time to party.
Well, you know, it is sports time when you hear a theme song in the back, something from the West Indies. And we are the West Indies, getting closer and closer to World Cup, right in the beautiful city of Lauderhill. We're going to be having matches right there. That's David Maitland's neighboring county. Just a few, one giant leap, and he gets into that stadium. Well, do you know that David is part owner of the stadium? He doesn't want to tell us that. As a matter of fact, when we all have to stand in line to get into the stadium, David just flies in his helicopter and just lands like Alan Stanford landing in Lords in a helicopter. David, when you're big, you're large. I don't know why they refer to you as Little David. Maybe because you devoured Goliath. But ain't nothing little about you. Your good friend Cutner is on here. And Cutner said something nice about you. Cutner says he used to like to play against Parkway for the Leewards. And David always tell him, Jerome, boy, you're a good batsman. You're a great batsman. So let's bring in David here now. And I'm sure you have a thing or two to tell Cutner as well. But I'll reserve the Cardinal portion. After Cardinal speak, I will tell you, David, if you don't say, what conversation we had. But I let him talk first. Let's see if he's a man to his word. David, the main man is here with sports. Come on in.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday morning show. I must say we're in the tantrum two. Hope we don't have tantrum like them little kids that when they turn two, they are the terror or the terrible two. So let's hope that we made just our tantrum was not terrible. Okay, they say you turn two and congrats. Still on here, still going on. First of all, let me say good morning to the ladies. Good morning, Barbara, Marcise, Lynette, Donna, my wife, Janet, and all the women of the world who are soldiering on, carrying us, playing the role, some of them playing the roles of fathers and mothers at the same time. I'd like to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. To the gentlemen.
Good morning.
To the gentlemen. Good morning, Cardinal. Ivor, Audley, Dennis over there in his pajama, Leon, and as Mr. Francis said, the gentleman from the beautiful city of Lauderdale, Virgil, wherever you are, good morning. And to the rest of the gentlemen, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Now, Ivor, let's forge.
David, hold on, because I believe that Cutner had this here queued up already. He said, you mean to tell me, David, they will come on and say nothing about Byway of Sandy Point?
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry, Ivor. Let me, you know, apologize to Mr. Cutner Richardson, gentleman down there by the way of Sandy Point. Good morning, sir, and please accept my apology. Was not intentional, you know, to leave you out of my morning greetings. So, please forgive me.
Cutner, you're not going to tell him nothing, Cutner? You're going to just wait.
It's all good. Respect.
It's all good. Oh.
Good morning, Mr. Cutner Richardson, gentleman from Sandy Point there. You know.
Morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
I'm getting nervous. Yeah, you didn't call the man. You didn't say by the standing point. The man vexed. But it's all good.
No, man,
tell me one thing, and when he come out, you say something else.
We used to be in the airport there, you know, meet and greet each other down there, you know. So, you know, we're pretty good. Good morning again,
Wait. Let me just finish this part and you get to sports. Cutner, you hear talk about the airport? That was then. This is now.
Dog good, man.
Hey, Cutner, you know this guy here, you know, he's going to find every little thing to squeeze you out, you know, Cutner. So we know him, you know, so we don't really go down that channel there with him, you know. So, you know,
well,
as I said,
I'm not forgetting he was my captain, so I'll give you respect, you know.
Yeah, but that's the only thing he was good for, being a captain. But otherwise, from that, then he's terrible, you know.
Thank you. You're right.
Every little thing to squeeze, you know, to try to create some
corruption
there, you know.
Yeah, you're right. I don't want to hear anymore, but things like that, you know.
Don't let him lead you down the rabbit hole, Cutner.
Not no more.
Might you stop laughing?
Okay. We have a lot of sports to get to, Ivor. And I'm going to start with the March Madness, you know, the basketball tournament there for both women and men. People go crazy. They have their brackets. And that tournament is just complete with South Carolina defeating Iowa in the final of the women's portion of that tournament. And for the men, and as you said, a lot of people were carrying on over those tournaments. And for the men, on the men's side, UConn defeated Purdue 75-60. We will keep going with basketball. So, and we're getting down to the business side of the NBA. And Ivor, it is eating up. Teams are jockeying, fighting for position. Now, there's only a couple more games left to go before the playoffs start. So, in yesterday's game, the Bulls defeated the Wizards by 2, 129-127. 76ers over the Magic, 125-113. Cavaliers by 9 over the Pacers, 129-120. And the Knicks by 4 over the Nets, 111-107. And Celtics put on a whooping on Hornets, 131-98. Lakers by 3 over Grizzlies, 123-120. And Heat by 22 over the Raptors, 125-109. Timberwolves and Hawks, Timberwolves 109, Hawks 106. And Spurs by 1 over the Nuggets, 121-120. Thunder defeated the Bucks, 125-107. Pistons over Mavericks, 107-89. And Rockets defeated Trailblazers, 116-107. Pelicans, 114. Warriors, 109. I guess the Curry Man is not featured there. So the Warriors, I'd have to look at the points table to see where they are. And we have the Jazz over the Clippers by 1 on 10-109. Same thing for the Suns and the Kings. Suns by 1, 108-107. On tomorrow's game at 1 p.m., Hawks and Pacers, Wizards, Celtics, Raptors, Heat, Bulls, Knicks, Hornets, Cavaliers, Bucks, Magic, Nets and 76ers at 3, Nuggets and Grizzlies, that it should be 3:30, Trailblazers versus the Kings, and Jazz versus Warriors, Mavericks versus Thunder, and Pistons, Spurs. Hold on, guys. There's something on my phone here. Been playing, and I. I forgot I was in a Zoom meeting and somehow it came back up. But I apologize to the listeners for that. We continue with basketball. We have Mavericks and Thunder. That's at 3:30. Pistons and Spurs. Suns and Timberwolves. Rockets and Clippers. And Lakers and Pelicans. All those games start at 3:30. And it seems like I think this has to do with position, why they're playing all those games at the same time. So as you notice, some games start at 1 and the rest starts at 3:30. We move from basketball to baseball, Ivor, and that's the American pastime, as they call it. And they had a number of games yesterday. The Twins and Tigers. Tigers 8, Twins 2. Pirates 5, Phillies 2. Rays 2, Giants 1. Broads 11, Orioles 1, Rockies 12, Blue Jays 4, Angels 7, Red Sox 0, Mets 6, Royals 1, Braves 8, the Marlins 1, Reds 11, White Sox 1, and the Marlins been losing at home and on the road, so they can't seem to, their two games that they win is on the road, they only won two games and they lost like some, maybe some 11 games or something like that already. Rangers 12, Astros 8, Cardinals 9, Diamondbacks 6, Mariners 4, Cubs 2, Athletics 2, Nationals 1, Padres 8, Dodgers 7. In today's game, we can quick rundown of today's game, Yankees Cardinals, that's at 12:10, Twins Tigers at 1:10, Royals Mets at 1:40, 2:10 is White Sox and Reds, 3:07, Rockies Blue Jays, 4:05, Rangers Astros, Pirates and Phillies, Brewers Orioles, 4:07, Athletics and National, 4:10, Braves Marlins, Red Sox Angels, Giants Rays, 4:40, Twins Tigers, at 6:10, Yankees Guardians, Cardinals and Diamondbacks at 8:10, 9:10 is Padres, Dodgers, and 9:40, Mariners versus the Cubs. So that's what's happening in baseball. Ivo, we will go now to the Bartlett's Premier League, and I must tell you, it is eating up there in those matches. So much going on today. Let me see. I might have. Today's matches were Newcastle already dismissed Tottenham 4-0, and they get a royal beating there, Ivor. They was not even close. Brentford and Sheffield, those matches start at 10. Manu Luton, Nottingham Forest Wolves, Burnley Brighton, Beaumont Manu at 12:30. Tomorrow's game, you have Liverpool versus Crystal Palace, West Ham versus Fulham. At 11:30, Aston Villa versus Chelsea versus Arsenal, and Chelsea versus Everton at 3. So that's what's happening in the Bartlett's Premier League, the Ivor. We go to the Europa League, and we are getting down to the business end. For the final leg, was leg one was played on Thursday, where Atlanta defeated Liverpool 3-0. Benfica defeated Marseille 2-1. Milan and Roma came out on top 1-0. And Leverkusen defeated West Ham 2-0. Now, you know, we had the second leg of that game will be played here in the Europa League. So things are heating up. As you said, cricket basically had stopped in the world because of IPL. And U.S. is playing the Canada at present, and they seem to be walking all over Canada. Their first match against Canada was the T20 They defeated Canada by 4 wickets. Canada 132, U.S. 133 for 4. The second T20, U.S. made 230, Canada 199. The third game was abandoned, and the fourth game, U.S. 159, Canada 146. They should be playing a fifth game today, starting at 11. So that's just some cricket that's happening in there. We also have down in the Caribbean, we have cricket there. Guyana, Jamaica, and we can give some scores there, Ivor. Jamaica had Guyana on the run and let Guyana off the hook, and they certainly paying the price for that. They had Guyana 66 for 6 and drop catches, whole lot of drop catches. Awesome that game. So Guyana 424 with 155 going to Kamal Savory and Travin Imlach getting 101. 56 to Moti, 33 to Smith, and 23 to Sinclair, Kevin Sinclair. I'm telling you, a real costly mistake in the game. And it cost them that match, because at 61 for 6 when they made a recovery there. Then the next wicket fall at 188 for 7. And the following wicket falls at 342 for 8 and 395 for 9. So very costly there for them. There was 4 wickets to O.J. Shields. He gets 4 for 103. Pete Salmon getting 3 for 117. And Mansingh getting 2 for 50. When Jamaica batted, they could only muster 153 with Brandon King. Skipper Brandon King getting 32, 24 to Rama Lewis, 21 not out to Romaine Morris. Bowling for Guyana, Pramal, you got 5 for 55, 2 for 19 for Thorn. Guyana batted a second time, 147 for 4 to clear, 44 to Imlach, 36 to Sinclair, 25 to Anderson, 22 to Perez. Main wicket taker for Jamaica, Derval Green, gets 2 for 39 from 11.3 over, which include a main. Jamaica presently 123 for 2. With skipper Brandon King on 13. Kirk McKenzie not out, 39. And O'Cannon got 39 also there. 22 extra so far in that game, Ivan. I'm telling you, that's a game there that Guyana should take that game pretty easy, because to get 296 runs, you know, somebody would have to come up huge. Yeah, Trinidad versus Combined Campuses. it can give you some scores in that also, Ira. Trinidad, 591 for 7 day clear, with 218 going to Amir Jagu. His 218 come from 238 balls of 15 fours and 10 sixes. 156 goes to Jason Mohammed. 79 to Joshua De Silva. 47 to Otley. 35 to Terrence Hines. That's 35 not out. And 26 not out to Kerry Pierre. There were some 19 extras in that game. 591 for 70 clear. That's a mama total, Ivor. With 5 wickets going to Greenwich, Goodrich, he had 5 for 92 from 22 was a 6 maiden. He was the main wicket taker there, Ivor. Combined campuses made 238 with 56 going to, which is not going to Yannick Hartley, 42. Camille Puran, 24 to Amir Goodrich, 238. There I go with bowling figures. There is Anderson Phillips getting 5 for 71 from 22 overs into 3 men. There's 2 weeks apiece to Hines and Charles. Charles getting 2 for 30 and Hines getting 2 for 42. Trinidad is batting again. They are 95 for 2 with 41 not out to Jason Mohammed and Django is 38. It's 34, correction there. They made 95 for 2 declare. My corrections again, 95 for 2 declare. Now combined campus is 67 for 1. So that match there is heading down the road. The combined campuses need another 382 runs to win this game. I say that's probably another improbable task, but somebody has to come up big there. We have Barbados versus Leeward. This match here, Barbados made 542 for 90 clear with 189 going to Craig Brathwaite, 127 to Ralston Chase, 101 to Matt Cassie, 40 to Wickham, 26 to Comabach, and 22 to Jonathan Drake, 542 for 90 clear. Here's 5, Ryan Cornwall got 5 for 132 from 33 over with 3 maidens. He was the main to take. Lee was 288 all out with Casey Carter getting 127, 53 to Joel Andrew, 52 to Michael Lewis, 20 not out to Archibald, and there were 24 extras. Those are the batsmen who got into double figures. So 3 wickets apiece to Comabash and Chase. Chase get 347 from 14.2 with 5 men. Comabash getting 3 for 48. 2 wickets to Raymond Reefer, 2 for 19 from 11. Lee was just batting a second time. They are 98 for 1. With Michael Lewis, 45, and not out. Karen Powell, did 52, So far, that match there, Lee was trailed by 156. So that may be a one-innings match for Barbados if they can bowl out. So we have Leewards versus West Indies Cricket Academy. Windward won that match there already. They made 162 and 275, with the West Indies Academy getting 158 and 121. 162, Windward in their first innings with 26 to Pascal, 20 apiece to Ryan John and Athanase, and incidentally, Cameron Stringer at top score there with 31, 162. Four wickets. Joshua Bishop got 4 for 24 from 9.3. Laney getting 3 for 30. And Kadeem Alain getting 2 for 20. In the college and campus battle, they made 158. 36 knocked out to Tuckett. That is Carlton Bowen Tuckett. And 35 to Kadeem Alain. 20 to Joshua James. So those are the only batsmen who got into double figures. Gillon Tyson getting 5 for 50 from 13.4. There's two wicket apiece, Springer and Ryan John. And John getting 2 for 40, Springer 2 for 65. We know it batted the second time, made 275 with 89 to Athanase. 41 apiece to Ambrose and Hodge. 47 to Shamir Springer. 20 to Ryan John. Bowling for the West Indies Academy. Joshua Bishop getting 4 for 78 from 38 overs, 11 maidens. And Ned getting 3 for 65. The Academy batted the second time and they were bundled out for 121, 47 to Teddy Bishop and 24 to Augusti. So those are the main guys. You're getting someone. Shamar Springer getting 4 for 30 from 9.4. And there's two wicket apiece to John Tyson and Cyrus. Cyrus getting 2 for 23. John getting 2 for 29, and Tyson getting 2 for 36. So that's what's happening down there in the West Indies game. Ivor, we now quickly will go into what's happening locally and in the South Florida Premier League. Tomorrow, they have a 50-over game will be played at Miramar Regional Park. Sutton North. And before that, I must say also that that the night cricket continues tonight with matches at the Lauder Sports Park. Guyana versus Pakistan at 4:30. Team USA versus Trinidad at 7. And also last week, Ivor, there was the final of the South Florida Premier League T10 tournament, of which St. Best came out on top. So that's where I'm going to leave it on sports today, Ivor. Did not mean to get into Cardinals time. Sorry, partner. There was a lot to report on. So I'm just going to leave it there for now, Ivan, until we talk again next
okay.
week.
Okay. Okay. Well,
I want to come in and greet your many, many fans that are probably waiting there in the wind for you to come on.
Okay, thank you for that, David. But don't go. But just before Colonel come in, Dennis is going to tell us who's going to be presenting tomorrow on the cricket show and the laws of cricket and what's in store. Dennis, come on in.
Yes, thank you, Ivor. Well, tomorrow I hope you can find the time to join us on the cricket show, 6 till 9 on the Eastern time zone. blogtalkradio.com/the cricket show. Tomorrow we'll have the Coach's Corner with Jatin Patel, a discussion, birthday anniversary celebrations again with Audley, focus on the laws of cricket, Law 41, Part 1. This is a very large and detailed law, so it's divided into two parts, with the first part being unfair play, presented by Hyacinth Christians. Then, of course, we'll go into matches, results, and scores of the matches that are being played currently. That looks like it for me today, Ivor. Talk to you again later.
Yes, thank you. And David, with, you know, panel would sitting behind your back, but now in front of your face, is gonna tell you, but I would prep you. Now, when you're in trial, even though the evidence would show later down the road, the prosecutor will tell you what to expect. Well, David told me this morning, you came on here and you wake up some coals of fire when you said you and Cutler used to be at the airport. And he said you and him used to be wicket keepers. He used to wicket keep for Leeward Islands, and you wicket keep for Parkway. And you have a trophy in your cabinet that he needs. I wrote him back and said, what does that mean? He said, you got a trophy for the most stumping, which was 10. And out of the 10 stumping that you got, you took 5 of the balls in front of the wicket, and his trailing umpire still sent the man out. So he with 9 should get that trophy that you have there, because his stumping was from behind the sticks in the legitimate way how you stump people out. He fell short of calling you a thief by just saying the Australian umpire is a thief. And in his thiefing, he had to give you 10 victims behind the stump, and he should get that trophy. So, if you want to come and say what you have to say after that, well, that's on him. Colonel, good morning. I delivered your message to David.
Good morning, Ivor. Good morning, David. David, well, you have to know by now. You have to know by now that's a true story, huh? So, you know what to do with that.
What do you mean by that, Colonel?
I said that's a true story, knowing who it's coming from.
Okay, wait. Let me ask a question.
That's a true story, knowing who it's coming from. David would know what to do about that.
Could I ask a question?
And so far he's doing the appropriate thing by my state.
Did you do any wicket keeping for Leeward Island?
A true story, I tell you. So you don't have to go through the thing again.
I'm just asking you. No, I finished with that story. You used to stump for the answer. Simply yes. David, you used to stump for Parkway?
Yes.
David?
Yeah.
You used to wicket keep for Parkway? David, let me ask the appropriate
position. Wicket keep for Parkway.
Okay. Let me ask Cutner the question. Where's Cutner? We're going to do this quickly.
Wait, let me say a short story. Okay, I'm not going to pick with you.
No, we ain't going to pick.
Okay.
Pana, why did you tell me
I just told you it's not going to be a short story. I'm not going to communicate with you.
My son, my boy, every time I come on, you change my boy. David, I was telling Cousin that you're a better wicket keeper than Cardinal. He asked me where David from. I said, Jamaica. He said, well, no. Cardinal from Nevis, so he better. you see how we judge it? Just like that. So, if you don't want to go down in the pit, that's on him. But anyway, Cardinal, I think it's time for you to greet your fans. And I want you to do like David.
Of course.
Leave out Cutner this morning.
Of course. Of course. Of course. Of course. I can't do it. What did I not think it means? I don't remember his name. I remember him later.
Say
good morning.
And when I say, tell me the true story. When you remember it, just write it to me and I'll tell them. And then, you see, David, I tell you the guy
if I want anybody,
say what they are, he denies it. But it's okay.
If I want anybody to believe what I see, the last thing I will do is to tell you to tell them.
But it's a good thing have a secret boy. You're eating below the bed now, man.
Cardinal, because the message does not go straight like what you give it, huh?
Oh, boy. There's going to be so many twists and turns.
I'm telling you, man. No one can give you a message and you carry it straight. It's going to be some twists and turns. So that's a bad reputation that you have, the rival. You know,
David. I stop at all stoppings. So you just run with lights and you go straight, but I don't go straight. I obey traffic law.
God.
So, you see how much he's saying they're quiet? Much he said the Cardinal is something else, boy. He can just wring himself out the things. And he got cut a dog in the pit with him. What is it, Much? Tell him what you told me.
I say I know better to not go down that rabbit hole.
You're not going to fall for that, Marchie.
No.
Yeah, I don't blame him, man. We know him. We've been around him too long not to go down that rabbit hole with him.
My David, I can tell you, the only good thing that Lynette ever said about you is that you got a good name.
Oh, my goodness.
She said,
You're thinking.
You didn't hear Lynette say that about David. You didn't hear that for yourself? And that's
Which
the only thing I ever hear. Everything else is okay. She's going to tell you what you got to say.
Thinking.
But kind of greet your fans before then they come and tell David what you got to say yourself.
Let me say good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday morning entertainment show.
Okay, Colonel, hold on. Tell me that Lynette ain't set up. Lynette say, shut up, Colonel, so she can talk first.
I should tell you that Lynette didn't say.
Wow.
Tell me Lynette didn't say.
Why should I tell you that Lynette didn't say it when you know already that Lynette didn't say it?
I know Lynette didn't say it. Okay, Lynette, say what you got to say.
Oh, I should tell you that Lynette didn't say it. I don't need to tell you that because you already know.
Linda, good morning. Let the fox come on, man. Come on.
Ivor.
Yes.
For your shame, no. For your shame. You look over here.
Easy, good morning. Let's let this pretty lady come on in. Good morning, Lynette.
Hello, good morning. Morning. I'm still a bit hoarse, but I'm good.
Good morning.
David, good morning. Special good morning
good
to you.
Morning,
don't mind
good
either.
Morning.
Come in, don't mind me.
David's all good in every aspect. I'm sure
and
Janet will back him.
And that's what I said. And that's exactly what I said. So, which part are you saying? David, you said you're a good man. She told me that. But then she went down and said, only your name. So, now she told me this man, she says, in all aspects. And I must ask your wife.
Wow.
I didn't ask his wife. I said his wife will back me up. That's what I said. Hello. Don't you send us.
You
I can't
you
get enough.
You don't tell me what I heard. What's
going on?
What I heard.
What you heard. You know why? Because you have too many ears. You're hearing a lot of...
Boy, welcome to the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Tyler and your friends are waiting. They just text me and say, I want to hear my name on the radio. Especially Yvonne.
Very good. You start making a little bit bad. You start living to the part that come before that. Even the cutner realized that. What did the cutner say? Man, hold on to your shame. You got a few more days still. Happy birthday and enjoy the best and most of it. That's it. Let me say good morning to all the special fans of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, beginning the day up in New York. I'll say good morning to Mortis, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Buzz Business. Our special prayers are still with Lady Buzz Business, who at this time is recovering. And we are happy to say she is recovering well. There are the, you know, setbacks along the way, but we are here to offer our prayers, our energy, our thoughts, and most of all, ask for her full recovery. I'm going to say good morning to the people over in St. Martin. I'm going to say good morning to Irma Thompson and my good man Carlos. They should be celebrating at this time, and they're going to be celebrating Carnival. We hope to hear how well the Carnival went over there in St. Martin, so we're going to keep our ears to the window and see how much we can information we can get. Irma, you're going to keep us up to date. I'm going to say good morning to the people over in St. Kitts. There's other activity over in St. Kitts on the social ground work there. A lot of political discussion and activity. I'm not sure if there's much activity, but there's a lot of discussion about this, that, and the other thing within that social environment. Some people are complaining about the criminal actions that are taking place and questioning what the Prime Minister is doing and having all sorts of back and forth as to what's happening over there in St. Kitts and Nevis. Good morning, Lynette. Lynette could give us up to, an up-to-date as to what's going on. So, and so we can welcome her here if she got any updates on what's happening, any offer of new information, or even advancement of the same old one. Good morning, Lynette. I heard you already for this morning. Hopefully that you're having a great one. I'm going to say good morning over to the people over in Nevis, to Mr. Redford Door and the staff there at 2020 Vision Radio, particularly to Carmen Lady Secret. I also want to say good morning to my classmates of the Charleston Secondary School class of 1970. Particularly, I want to say good morning to Marcella Queeley Jones, who's celebrating a birthday today. Good morning. And the same advice, if you didn't start celebrating on the 2nd of April, and we advise you to leave that 1st of April for Ivor, we think that is Ivor's birthday. So you can celebrate from the 2nd of April onward. See, we're going to leave that whole big space for Ivor. And that's Mortis's suggestion on all that. Mortis always comes with good suggestions on all that. So we're going to advise those people who are born in April to celebrate from the 2nd on. We leave the stores to celebrate Ivor's birthday. So good morning, Marcella. And happy birthday to all the people, friends over there in Nevis. I particularly want to say good morning to my friend and classmate, Mr. Earl Sargent. Good morning to you, my friend, and hope that you're having this great time with us. I'm going to go across to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to Omel and Michelle. They probably missed out on the show last week, because by the time we got around to having a show, they probably, celebrating their evening or afternoon time and not expecting the evening time and not expecting the show to come on again at that time. But it's on, so you can find it if you missed it in the afternoon, you'll probably find it in the archives. It's there for your listening pleasure at any time. Good morning, Michelle. Good morning, Omel. I'm going to come across the channel and I'm going to say good morning to Eliman over there in Fort Lauderdale, King Eliman, that is. Played a good bit of his music last week. Glad to hear that. We're still hoping that the brother is recovering well. He's having his challenges, and we'll just be hanging around and trying to offer him our prayers and our energy, our prana, and hope that he can say good morning to Marvin Jones, my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, Brother Malik and little sister Tanaya, right there in Fort Lauderdale. Good morning. Okay. I'm going to go on down to the southwest. And you heard the man this morning. You heard it. You heard him for yourself. He's not a fantasy, as I've been trying to tell people. Mr. Jerome Cotton Richardson, who comes to you that way, by way of Sandy Pond. Good morning, Cotton. Glad to hear you. Always fun to be around. Something always come up for us to have a hearty laugh. You did not disappoint. Good morning, Cotton. And the fans down there in Southwest Miami. I'm going to go on up to Georgia, where I'm going to say good morning to Monique, Yvette, and Barbara, our favorite of for the listeners up there in Georgia. I wonder what the weather is like. I mean, Ivor is somewhere in that area, but he might have, we can't trust on what he said the weather is. He might see something, he might see a flock of cows, you know? The weather might be something different to me. So tell us what the weather is like. We can't rely on Ivor's representation. Even though he's not in that area, he probably see something completely different. So good morning to you anyway. And hope you enjoy and having a great time here with us on the Saturday morning entertainment show. I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister over there in Melbourne, Yvonne, for her making a request. I hope you got her request lined up, because if you don't give her what she wants, I'm going to be very upset. Good morning, Yvonne. I'm looking out for you, my dear. I'm hoping that you're having a great time with us. And finally, let me say good morning to Kathleen, the Saturday morning entertainment show, the inspirational hour. That's her favorite section. She claims it as her own. So good morning, Kathleen. Hope you enjoy the inspirational hour. And it has been an inspiration to you, as the rest of the show should be. Come around, listen, and all the rest of the fans, friends, and supporters, stick around with us, because we try to make it the usual great show that you can enjoy. Hang with us, because Ivor, regardless of what else you might say, you're going to have a great show. Back to you, Ivor.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. Well, now the time for anyone who wants to send but a greeting across the way. I started by saying happy birthday to Sister Anne Twitt and Nair St. Edwards. Those are two great, great persons in Kathleen's life. So, Kathleen, go ahead and extend our greetings to those two from the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. I'm sure we have a few more birthdays around. Is Donna? Donna is with us. She's the birthday guru. Oddly, would have a bunch of birthdays for us tomorrow, so that's, you're not going to want to miss that tomorrow. Come around 7 o'clock tomorrow. But if anyone wants to say anything along this time, now is the time. But just before anyone coming again, let me say we're just a few ticks away from going over there to the Marriott. That's close to the airport in New York, where Heart and Hands for Nevis, they're going to be having their luncheon from 2 until about 7 o'clock this evening. So by now, folks should be getting ready. You know, I'm a little slow. If I had to get there for 2 o'clock, I'd have been starting right about now, getting ready, getting a haircut. But Cutner, now when Cutner goes out, he starts from the day before. That's how he has to go get his haircut, you know, get his clothing from the dry cleaners, and he got to get his shoes polished. So, Cutner is worse than a woman when he's getting ready. He thinks he's a sharp boy, you know. But he takes forever.
You call that love.
Love, okay. Okay, so. Cutner call that love. So, Cutner, Lynette didn't say good morning to you this morning, you know. What's up with that? We're going to do birthdays and anniversaries and all the good stuff now. So get in yours now. Lynette, do you have anything to tell the folks just before we get the birthday anniversary out of the way. Or we have just an hour to go on internet time. Hello?
Hello. Hello. Well, you did not give me a chance to say good morning and hello to everybody. So let me do it now. Good morning to everybody. David, and you get first. Mertris, Cardinal, and Katna, so you have saved the best for last. How are you, Katna?
I'm wonderful.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I like that. You're wonderful. You I'm excellent, except for the
You made two mistakes there.
Ivor, they are talking, you know. She said you left her out. They hurt you? Did she talk?
She said very good, and she leave the best for last with you. I don't go in the middle of nothing.
And Donna, a special morning to you. Don't mind that one there.
Uh-oh.
Don't mind.
That one there. This has got to be the best for that.
Morning, Lynette.
Nobody wants me to
sit
with you.
No, Katna, I don't have anybody to help me get rid of my sore throat, so I'm not going to boast. I'll just have to stay here and drink lime and honey and.
Well, if you follow me since last year, I've been out of it, but you
all right, Katna. Katna, leave that. We were talking too. Katna, leave that one alone. I'm good. We have nice weather here, very nice weather. It's cool, the sun is out, but it's very cool. We had nice breeze, and every now and then you get a shower. It's all right.
What for me? I
because now I can tell you. I have the rub down. They can't be donkey. So Lynette, have the donkey rub down. When you're ready, just let me know.
I want you to change to pop.
Oh, please.
I'm all chained up, huh?
Okay. All right.
So, Colonel, stand by. Let's get these birthdays out the way. And then we can just continue with the entertainment down the road. So, let me get an introduction here.
Peter Coleman out of Zimbabwe, Everton Matambanzo,
of Darlington Matam Banadzo, out of Ghana, Rexford Bacon, out of Oman, Mehran Khan, out of Ireland, Samuel Burton, out of India, Behrouz Educhi, out of South Africa, Ikhwan Seho. And it's a happy second anniversary of Caribbean Global Voices on this platform. Yeah. All of the best. We shall still stay strong. That's Caribbean Voice, Global Voices, completing its second year. Today is the birthday of Earl Smart, Audley's friend in Miramar, Florida. It is the birthday of the third president of the United States, Mr. Thomas Jefferson. Oh, old Tommy Joe. Old Tommy Jeff, boy. Frank Whitfield, the Woolworth American retail pioneer and founder of F.W. Woolworth Company that was established in 1852. Frank Whitfield Woolworth. Stanislaw Ulam, a Polish and American mathematician and nuclear physicist. Don Adams, an American comedian and Emmy Award winner actor. Al Green, you remember Al Green, the R&B singer? Sexy together. Okay, Al Green's birthday is today. Smooth voice. Ron Perlman, the movie actor in The Sons of Anarchy. Bridget Macron, the wife of the current French President Emmanuel Macron. Garry Kasparov, a Russian chess player and world champion. Davis Love III, an American golfer. Hunter Pence, the MLB outfielder for the San Francisco Giants. Allison Williams, a TV actress. In 1796, Battle of Melissimo, Italy, Napoleon's forces defeat the Allied armies of Austria, the Kingdom of Sardinia, Piedmont. In 1796 also, the first elephant arrived in the United States from India. In 1860, the first Pony Express rider reaches Sacramento, California. In 1868, the Abyssinia War ends as British and Indian troops capture Madagascar and Ethiopian Empire. Trudeau II commits suicide. In 1869, steam power brake patented by the American engineer George Westinghouse. In 1873, Colfax massacre in Grand Parish, Louisiana. 60 black people were killed. In 1904, the U.S. Congress authorizes Lewis and Clark exposition of $1 gold coin. In 1920, the first woman U.S. Civil Service Commissioner General Helen Hamilton is appointed. 1940, American athlete Cornelius Dutch Warmadam, using a bamboo pole, becomes the first man to pole vault 15 feet at the University of California at Berkeley. In 1944, transport number 71 departs France, internment camp, taking 1,500 French Jews to Auschwitz concentration camp in Nazi Germany, occupied Poland. So, wow. Up to 1,260 were killed upon arrival and an estimated 130 survived. In 1946, Eddie Swett, a white pitcher signed by defending Negro League champ Cleveland Buckley's, is barred from the field in Birmingham, Alabama. In 1963, Pete Rose triples for his first Major League Baseball hit. In 1964, Sidney Poitier becomes the first black actor in a leading role to win an Oscar in the movie Lilies of the Field. In 1970, the Apollo 13 announces, okay, Houston, we've had a problem here, as Beechbridge oxygen tanks explode en route to the moon. In 1979, the longest doubles ping pong match ends after 101 hours. 1980, the United States and its allies boycott the Summer Olympics in Moscow, remember that, in protest against Russia's invasion of Afghanistan. And then what happened afterwards? They went and invaded Afghanistan. In 1997, golfer Tiger Woods wins his first of 15 major championships. In 2019, Australian superhouse Wink and ends an extraordinary career with the third Queen Elizabeth Stakes win in Sydney. In 2020, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says, "I believe the worst is over if we continue to be smart about the COVID-19 pandemic in New York as the death toll passes 10,000. Anybody remembers that? Yeah, it was just yesterday. Those are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, April 13th. 2024, brought to you with the compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Back on to you, Ivor.
All right, thank you for that. Watrous, question for you. Are you headed to the Marriott or you have to look after Mama Babsy today? Watrous, are you going to the Heart and Hand event or you have to babysit Mama Babsy?
Yes, I have to take care of mommy, my mother.
Hey, hey, hold on. You're emphasizing my mother like it's only your mother. Hey.
Yes, mother.
No, you don't shine on me now.
Alison
Wonderland. Colonel Don in Wonderland. Okay.
I wonder if he was in New York, if he would have offered to take Mortris to this event at the Marriott.
And Bob.
You know, all the stuff he has.
And Bob.
Yeah, I'm wondering.
Cardinal, I wouldn't even bank my penny on that.
Oh, I bet you Cardinal would say that. I would have taken you. I bet you Cardinal would say that, though.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He full of chat and no speed, Cardinal. Boy, he would have taken me.
Full of gas. No way to go.
Full of gas and no speed.
Yeah. No speed. Oh, man.
All right, you got 786-790.
Ivor.
Yes, sir.
Ivor.
Yes, I can hear you,
Mr.
Phil.
Mr. Ivor.
Yes, Phil, come on in. We're hearing you loud and clear.
Yes, Phil. I have something to add to what you said. Sidney Poitier became the first Bahamian and first black man to win an Academy Award for Best Actor for his role as Homer Smith in Lilies of the Field.
Okay,
and North Korea launched a rocket in defiance of international warnings. The rocket disintegrated in moments, causing a major embarrassment to the new leader, Kim Jong-un. And Eudora Wilsey, 1909 to 2001, was an influential American writer and photographer from Jackson, Mississippi. Wilsey gained fame for her richly textured Southern literature. Her acclaimed works include the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, The Optimist's Daughter, and short story collections such as A Curtain of Collections. Wealthy's storytelling captured the complexities of Southern life, culture, and relationships. An accomplished photographer. She also captured poignant images of the American South during the Great Depression. Her home in Jackson is now a museum, preserving her legacy for future generations. Quote of the day, "A good snapshot stops a moment from running away." And we have Jefferson. The Jefferson Memorial was dedicated. The design reflects characteristics of buildings designed by Thomas Jefferson, such as his Monticello home. And today is Scrabble Day. This popular game was invented during the Depression by an amateur artist and an unemployed architect. If you play, try using the word oxyfenbutazone, which is the highest scoring word possible. Clear nail polish can do no more than just coat your newly lacquered nails. It is known to stop a run in pantyhose, and it can even mend a torn window screen. If screws have a habit of coming loose, simply dab a coating of clear nail polish or keep the screw in place. The same goes with loose shirt buttons. If your buttons are constantly coming loose, simply dab a bit of clear nail polish over the threads to glue them in place. If you're the crafty type who likes to work with ribbons and string, you can prevent frayed ends by coating the trimmed ends with a bit of clear nail polish. What's in a name? This actor born Donald James Yami was best known for his role as Agent 86 on Get Smart. His name is Don Adams. The last one I'll talk about is 100 years ago, Marlon Brando Jr., the iconic American actor and film director, was born 100 years ago. Widely regarded as one of the greatest actors in the history of cinema, Brando's career spanned several decades. He gained fame for his powerful performances in films like A Streetcar Named Desire, 1951, On the Waterfront, 1954, and The Godfather, 1972, for which he won an Academy Award for Best Actor. Brando's acting style and approach had a profound influence on the craft. Despite his acclaim, he had a complex personal life and was known for his eccentricities. Word scramble, BPEARMEP, to indulge with every attention and comfort. The word is pampered. That is all I have to say, Mr. Ivor.
Yes, sir. Yes, Phil. Well, we want to appreciate you. We want to appreciate that. And those are historical facts. And,
yes.
Okay, well, folks, we still have a whole lot of time here in terms of seconds.
Yes.
If you want to know the value of a second, just just know when you escape a passing train by 1 second, you say, wow, that was a lot of time. Okay, well,
yes.
Phil, go ahead and say good morning to Lynette, because she's going to feel
really
bad if you don't call her by name.
Come on, Phil, make my day.
Lynette, you're the greatest woman in this show business.
Wow.
I don't know if you're tall, short, thin, or fat. But you are big. You loom large in my imagination.
Oh, wow.
I think of you all the time.
Think of you all the time.
You made my day. I'm so happy you came on. Oh, dear. I think my hostiness will go away now because I laugh so much.
Yes, laughter is the world's best medicine. Huh?
I'm telling you.
Yes, the Bible says so. Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
A merry heart doeth good like a medicine.
Look at Claire up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Looms large. Phil say you looms large in his imagination. Shakespeare couldn't put it any better.
Wow.
I'm telling you, Phil, you're a poet, man. You're a poet.
Wow. Words, Phil, words.
All right. Well, let me take care of Omar and Michelle.
Sexy husband.
Yeah. And Phil, Connell was the one who read the birthdays. Connell read the historical facts on the birthdays. So let's take him home. No, I was correcting you. Connell read the birthdays when just before you added your feature. Let me take him over, Michelle.
Yep.
Remember, CGV turns 2. We're celebrating 2 years old, but I have to just cut that a little bit because we have a pressing question from last week from Dennis, and he summoned Cardinal to address it. I'm going to put Cardinal on the spot now. Let's make sure this Cardinal is in. We're going to make sure everybody's in while I listen up. Cardinal, you're with me?
I'm here. I'm in.
Okay, there was a question posed to the, well, to you in particular, but it was on air yesterday, last week, and Dennis is asking of you to either give an idea, answer the question, or have an input. Did you get the question last week? Did you hear the question?
I got the question. I heard the question. I was not in a position to answer at the time.
That's last week.
Yeah, kind of doing a lot.
Are you in a position to answer it now? And address it now?
Huh? Okay.
Are you in a position to address it now?
Yeah,
okay, then go ahead and do that now.
Okay, let me go ahead and do that. I heard
and
the
then
question.
The final, after that, too, maybe you can go into your commentary, too. When you and Dennis can have a little talk there. I'll sit back and I'll listen.
Okay,
good.
Okay. Now, I listened to the question, and the first thought that came to my mind, so let me preface what I'm going to say with this. If you do not understand white superiority, everything else about Western socioculture will certainly confuse you. And when I say understand white superiority, I mean having a comprehensive understanding of it from its psychological genesis to its sociocultural dimension and application. Dennis's question concerned the bodies or organizations that we have been told are the organization which would establish some control of the world, of the nations of the world. Now, the first of these organizations was established in 1919 after the hostilities in Europe that were called the First World War. And that was called the League of Nations. And that organization was initiated by what was called the Big Four Conference. That is the four, what we learn in history as the Allied Powers. Because, you know, the First World War was kind of confusing for me to understand at first, because you couldn't really figure out who was whose enemy, and because they were breaking and creating alliances here, there, and everywhere. But that's Europe for you. They are always fighting against each other. So you got to understand that. That's the first thing you understand. European nations have always had wars against each other for one reason or another. I remember when I was in fifth form and I read in fourth or fifth form, and I read about the war between the French and the English. It's called the War of Captain Jenkins here. They fought a six-year war because an English captain cut off a French sailor's ear with his sword. They fought a six-year war over that. So, you know, you get to understand that Europe, those countries of Europe are always involved in some kind of war. That's how they solve the problem. So, the Allied Powers, as they call themselves, it was France, Italy, the United Kingdom, and the United States, who claimed the victory after the First World War, initiated the League of Nations. Notice that Germany was not in this, because they eventually decided that the war was against Germany. Now, the stated objectives of the League of Nations was to promote international cooperation and achieve and maintain peace and security among the nations of the world. Now, as you can see, these objectives were not achieved because what so-called Second World War broke out in 1939. And after that ended in 1945, the United Nations was formed to replace the League of Nations, which was disbanded in 1946. Now, the objectives of the United Nations were the same as the objectives of the League of Nations, which was to promote international cooperation and achieve and maintain peace and security among the nations of the world. And it was initiated by the same people. Now, both of these organizations that they said were initiated by Western powers, but just as the League of Nations was powerless to stop imperialist expansion of those Western nations that formed it, who felt powerful enough to impose themselves on other nations in pursuit of their imperialist objectives, the United Nations was similarly powerless to stop it. So, the drama of war and expansion continued. Control, dominance, and supremacy are dictated by the psyche of the people of the West. Or as he says, it is in their blood. War and human suffering are not going anywhere while they are on this planet. Notice, they always preface their activities with noble objectives, but have never been able to fulfill those objectives. So, why would I create an organization and structure it in a way to stop myself from achieving the objectives that I want to achieve? And that's where the United Nations stands. So, if you believe their objectives, their activities will always leave you confused and confounded. As a chemistry professor used to say, bemused and confounded. So the United Nations is just a tool of convenience for the white supremacy regime. Its mandates, its recommendations, and proposals mean nothing to the imperialist powers unless it approves their actions. The United Nations is made up of six organs. The governing unit of the organization is the Security Council. That Security Council has five prominent members: China, France, Russia, UK, and the US. There are 10 non-prominent members in the Security Council. So when they vote, the veto of that vote belongs to those five nations. The non-prominent, 10 non-prominent members are rotated. So at the end of 5 years, one group would leave and another group would come in, and so on and so forth. So the Security Council is merely like a figurehead that is controlled by imperialist powers, the ones who initiated the Soviet Union, the United Nations itself. And then if you spoke about the Constitution of the United Nations. I mean, they call it a charter. So what happens here is that those members, who are permanent members, they got a choice. They get the choice of signing on to some of the organs of the United Nations. For instance, the United States, although it's a prominent member of the Security Council, it is not a signatory on the United Nations Human Rights Commission. So they only use the United Nations as cover when it approves what they want to do. And I don't think you're too far away from the thing. When the United States wanted to attack Iraq, the United States says, okay, you say they have weapons of mass destruction. Let us go in, send in our observers, send in our investigators, and see if those methods. The United States says, no, I'm going in. So what is the purpose of the United Nations, you would ask? If they can issue a mandate to one of its member nations, who can say, I don't have to listen to you. You know, I can do what I want. And that is the confusing thing. If you believe what they said, if you believe what they say, then you would become confused. Because how could you be a member of a body whose recommendations you refuse to accept? And they cannot be expelled. So the United States and those nations that are accustomed to imperialism, that have advanced their empires through criminal enterprises and terrorist campaigns, can continue that despite the United Nations and its objectives and its stated objectives, and they continue to be members. That is confusing to a lot of people, but it shouldn't be, because you never, and this would be my admission, you never accept the word of white people. Now, regardless of how noble they say their objectives are, because their objective is one thing: control, dominance, supremacy, and nothing gets in their way. So the United Nations is more, almost like a figurehead organization. They have their meetings every year. You know, people go in and they speak to the General Assembly, the Security Council votes one way, and nations like the United States, Canada, and so on, they can do what the hell they want anyway. So you can expect the world to have peace under those circumstances. Under the Western definition of peace, they get peace. Their idea of peace is when everybody else submits to their authority. That's what they call peace, regardless of how much discomfort and destitution they cause to other people. Their peace is, you let me do my thing and don't bother me. And that should be quite obvious, you know. Secondly, like I said, their representation at this time, given the history of the nations of Europe, there's nothing that any of them should say that we should believe, regardless of how glorious they show. Let me give you an example of the United States. The founding fathers, as they call them, went into the development of the United States claiming to be securing a democracy that is going to guarantee liberty and justice to all. Any one of you can tell me, did that democracy ever materialize? I challenge anybody to show me where that democracy, as represented by the founding fathers, ever materialized. But the children of the founding fathers are still insisting that it does. So what is that but deception? And so if you believe the story, it's going to lead you very confused. Then I hope I've said enough to take you out of your misery. Any comments?
Yes, Cardinal. I really thoroughly enjoyed your insightful explanation, the knowledge that you brought to this question, and I am further dismayed by the how you explain the goal and the raison d'etre, as they say, the reason to be for this group of people. The United Nations sounds to me like they are a benevolent organization, and they should remove all the other trappings about peace and love and ability to do things, you know, internationally, because you cannot have an organization which, when you bring up their bad habits and attitudes, they have the right to put their finger on the scale and say, you are out of order, in spite of the fact that everyone else is fully aware by their sight, by their actions of these groups, how bad and out of order their actions are. So, you know, this has just given me the incentive to think that perhaps the United Nations should be renamed the United Benevolent Organization, because that is the only, and even that they are not able to bring about peacefully and successfully. So once again, I want to thank you for the explanation. It has opened my eyes and perhaps the eyes of many like myself who were born after the creation of the United Nations, because we grew up with the idea and the attitude that this United Nation is a really great organization. It has the power to stop war. It has the power to stop aggression. It has the power to heal wounds. Now that after you've explained it to us, I can see that none of the above really and truly apply. Thanks anyway. I live in hopes and dreams that maybe one day we'll get some sense of levelness, equality, and common sense amongst the nations of the world. Once again, thank you so much for your explanation.
Okay, and let me add this one thing. The power of the power that controls the world is based on military military establishment. Whoever got the biggest gun is in control. You know, you remember for years the United States and Russia were competing about who got the biggest gun. After the stabilization of the Soviet Union, the Americans come out and say, oh, now we got the biggest gun. So we can trample all around the world and trample everybody. And the Soviet Union say, and the Russians say, oh no, we still got what we got. So you had that thing that they call the Cold War, you know, where they were threatening to build up arms, building up the military to stave off, each one was building up military to stave off the other. Now, if the U.S., if the United Nations had any power, what's happening in Gaza now would not happen.
Right.
What's happening in Haiti right now would not have happened. And one more thing. Right now, Britain and the United States are negotiating as to whether Julian Assange should be released to the United States for trial in the United States for violation of its Espionage Act. Now, Julian Assange is a journalist. He found and published information. He didn't spy on the United States. He published information that shows that the United States committed war crimes in Iraq and Afghanistan. The truth. So the United States have decided that we want to punish him. Even while Julian Assange was holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, the United States was planning to assassinate him, to kill him. Now, what do you think they're going to do to him if Britain, and Britain knows this, the UK knows this. So, what do you think that they expect him to do when he arrives in the United States? They expect him to get a fair trial? And the big question is, what did he do to violate the United States Espionage Act except to publish the truth? You see how dangerous this is? What did he do except to publish the truth? He didn't spy on the United States. So how are you going to come under the Espionage Act? But they decide that they're going to get him by hook or by crook. And Britain is complicit in trying to orchestrate the death of Julian Assange because they got something to do. So this last front that the British put up about the United States giving them assurances, all they have to do is to write a paper. They don't have to function in conformity with those assurances because is Britain going to come over to the United States and take back Julian Assange? if they got information that they abusing Julian Assange in a prison, no, they must get to hell with that. So this thing about is a showpiece that the British are putting up. They don't care whether those terms of those assurances are complied with by the United States. They put on a show. And that's what these people are good for, putting on a good show. And if you ask them about, well, where is the activities, where are the activities that conform to this good show that you're putting on, they can't tell you. Because those activities would not exist. They want to kill Julian Assange so bad for embarrassing them, because they want to run around the world accusing everybody else of human rights violations while they are not signatories on the United Nations Human Rights Commission. So because they are not signatories on that commission, you can't drag them to court under that commission. In the meantime, year after year after year, the last UN investigation that was done in the United States by the UN Independent Council on Human Rights found that the United States was number 3 in the violation of human rights in the world. It ranked above Cuba, whom they are always accusing of violating human rights. You see, so they want to get away with it. They want to have the cake and eat it. Because what? They got a big military to threaten the world with. That's all there is. You can't rely on their representation. Are you really fully concerned? That's my point.
Yes, well, listen. Then lessons learned, I would imagine. So, good old Britannia, good old America.
Right.
But we have one God.
The West.
And I think, yes.
The West. They call themselves the leaders of the free world. They, you know, they give themselves these fancy titles.
You're free, but you can't take a knee.
You can't even take a knee. All right,
then.
Okay.
There's the answer. Well, I tell you what, folks, we're just about ending this episode. We turn 2, so we have to have 2 shows today. So this afternoon, I can assure you guys we'll come back, say about 3 o'clock, to have a party for the birthday studio. So let's go ahead and just wrap this up. Colonel, we're going to start with you since we're ending with you. And we'll give Dennis enough time to tell us again where we'll meet tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the p.m. Go ahead, Colonel.
Is that it coming in? Okay, yeah. Yeah, I was, you know, kind of happy to do this piece here because I realized that the United Nations and its stated objectives create a lot of confusion, a lot of questions, I should say, for a lot of people. You know, you thought that the United Nations had some power. You know, it has some kind of persuasive power. But you realize that it was set up to be a figurehead, and it's manipulated and controlled by the so-called powerful nations of the world, the G7 and all that. They can do whatever the hell they want. They can create war against anybody they want. So I was glad to address that because, you know, Hanging on the Line is my second installment on the issue of the conditions in Haiti. And so that, again, I would leave to another commentary in another show. Stand by. It is coming. So with that said, let me say goodbye, so long, to the friends, fans, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. We hope, and we'll continue to hope, that you enjoy the presentations that we have. offered in music, in inspiration, in commentary and conversation. And we hope to invite you here again next Saturday, same time, 9 o'clock, when we will offer you the best of what we've got. And with your input, we can even make it better. So hang on, stick with us, and we'll all do well together. Until next week, then, have a wonderful week.
Yes, indeed. Well, and like we say, we're going to invite the birthday girls and gals to join us this afternoon when we party. They're having a birthday alongside CGV. So, Dennis, tell us where we meet tomorrow. Enough time, we'll have Lynette Murphy.
Dennis. Thank you, Carl. Thank you, Ivor. Once again, we heard the insight and the knowledge and the experience of Cardinal on that subject. Now, tomorrow, Sunday, we have commentators who are just as knowledgeable and has much insight when it comes to the game of cricket. So I invite you to join us tomorrow and hear our sport and cricket insights, knowledge, scores, matches. That will be at 6 p.m. Eastern on www.blogtalkradio.com/cricket show. Join us at 6. Leon, Jatin, myself, Audley, Virgil, Donna, Merchant, Hyacinth, we'll all be there, hoping you can join us. Thanks, and hopefully see you tomorrow on the radio. Call us at 1-515-605-9850. 1-515-605-9850. Back to you, Ivor.
All right, Lynette, 30 seconds.
Yes, I enjoyed the full show, but especially to hear Phil. Phil, thank you for the laugh. Everybody have a good week coming up.
All right, Matrice, 30 seconds.
Okay, very informative, entertaining show, and I hope you all enjoyed everything that you have heard, and see you later this evening. Thing at 3 for a party time. So long. Enjoy the rest of the day. God bless.
All right, Kutna, it's all yours. Look, you have 45 seconds, Kutna. Jerome Kutna with us.
Hello.
Yes. We're ending this episode. We'll be back at 3 o'clock for the party. So,
Cardinal, you know, good speech. I let them put it together. You can't see any better than that. And keep it up. Good man. Good work.
Thank you, Cardinal.
All right. Well, I think Donna would have left us. She's on the train. She can only listen. She's going to keep it within broadcast standard. Phil was a little noisy back there, so we will speak on his behalf. So, Leonard, you speak on Phil's behalf. You have 15 seconds.
Well, it was lovely to hear Phil, and you see whether he went and did his research, so it's all good. And I'm sure he'll wish us a good week. Thank you again, Phil.
All right, well, folks, we want to thank David for coming through. David, if your mic is open, David, so if you want to come in and give your goodbyes, normally you just listen at this time, you multitask around this time, but your mic is open. You can come on in if you feel like, but I speak on your behalf. Leon, of course, started off with a prayer this morning. I want to thank him, as usual, for coming through. We had a lot of people behind the scenes, Yvonne, Kathleen, Barbara, a few, well, I don't know some of the numbers and stuff, but whomever came to, we want to say thank you for gracing us with your presence. We wish you come back again this afternoon, 3 o'clock, for the real party. That's when we're going to party, because we stay within our broadcast standard today. We entertain, do whatever we thought was best. But this afternoon, we'll have a musical fair, bring your dancing shoes, and we'll keep company alongside the hearts and hands of Nevis. and we'll probably get in touch with them between 2 o'clock and, well, between 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock, because they're going to be there from 2 until 7. So stand by for a report coming out of New York this afternoon. So until next week, when we do it all over again, I want to say adios amigo. See you when I see you. Is Leon there? Leon, I can hear your voice. Okay, I guess that was just my imagination running away with me. So until 2 o'clock this afternoon, folks, I say make a great afternoon. Adios, amigos.
Bye-bye.
My friend.
Bye.
Bye.
Lily Shang Shang.